If you've been to a concert in the past 20 years, you might have heard someone call out for no apparent reason for the rock anthem Freebird. Storyteller Mitch Myers imagines how it all got started.
It was spring in San Francisco, and Adam Coyle was ready for an evening of musical entertainment. He hadn't been to a live show in some time, but Adam was no casual spectator. He'd carved out a special role long ago, and concerts were his only outlet for expression. In a way, Adam had discovered his own version of immortality. You see, Adam is the guy who always yells Freebird when he's at a concert. No matter who the group is, Adam shouts out for Lynyrd Skynyrd's infamous rock anthem. He takes his prank seriously, too. He waits and measures every performance until just the right moment. Adam first shouted Freebird at a Cleveland rock club in the late 70s. A punk band was performing and there was a long lull between songs. When Adam called out sarcastically for the Southern Rock rave out, the entire club exploded with laughter. His friends thought it was brilliant. From that point on, Adam made sure to demand the Lynyrd Skynyrd song whenever he could. Initially, his old pals indulged him and joined in on the game. More recent acquaintances tired of this and refused to attend shows with him. Adam lost 3 girlfriends because of his hobby and took to going out by himself. Despite the alienation, Adam refused to quit. He even had a few accomplishments that he bragged about. One incident occurred during a piano recital in Philadelphia. The featured performer had just received a thunderous ovation and was returning for his encore. Adam yelled, "Freebird!" from the darkened auditorium and the pianist froze. Then he walked off stage, refusing to return. The next morning, Adam was thrilled to find mention of this event in the daily paper. By the late 80s, Adam had his methods down to a science, but he had some new concerns as well. Sometimes, he'd be ready to shout out his request and someone would beat him to it. These moments irked Adam to no end. There were dangers, too. One night, in Denver, Colorado, at a heavy metal concert, 3 zealous fans wearing Iron Maiden t-shirts cornered Adam and threatened to beat him within an inch of his life if he opened his mouth again. Adam had been living in San Francisco for about a year and had only gone out to hear jazz once before. A band from Manhattan called the Sex Mob was playing in town, so Adam took a quick ride on the BART and arrived at the club around 7:30. He hadn't seen the band before, but had heard that they would be improvising on a collection of James Bond tunes. Something told Adam that this was going to be the perfect chance to do his Freebird thing. It was near the end of the first set, and Adam could hardly contain himself. The band was good, but the trumpeter, this guy named Steven Bernstein, kept hamming it up between songs. The mob had just finished a bizarre version of You Only Live Twice, and Bernstein was giving another long spiel when Adam finally shouted, "Freebird!" The crowd tittered slightly, but they were mostly apathetic to Adam's quip. On stage, the musicians did not look amused. The trumpeter stared directly at Adam as he and the band huddled near the back of the stage. A moment later, they resumed their positions and the drummer counted off the next tune. It took Adam a full minute to realize that Steven Bernstein was playing the melody of Freebird on his slide trumpet. He listened in amazement as the song took shape and built in intensity. The alto player took hold of the first verse and his solo was sad, urging and poignant. The band picked up the tempo until they burst into a free jazz version of Freebird's immortal crescendo. People in the audience were going crazy. Some had their Bic lighters out and others were standing on their chairs while the band played faster and wilder. Meanwhile, Adam Coyle was crying. He didn't know if he was happy or sad. The one thing Adam did know was that he would never call out his request for Freebird again. After the song ended, there was a big round of applause. Bernstein thanked the crowd and encouraged everyone to stick around for the second set. But for Adam Coyle, the night was over. He went back to his apartment and fell asleep round about midnight. It had been a long day.
Mitch Myers writes stories and music criticism in Chicago.